This is your NPR news station, 90.3 WBHM and 91.5 WSGN. I'm Andrew Yeager. The Alabama legislature this week tried to get on with business as usual following the resignation of Governor Robert Bentley on Monday. As Don Daly, host of Alabama Public Television's Capital Journal, tells WBHM's Gigi Duban, legislative committees were busy, and so was Governor Kay Ivey, who met with reporters on her third day in office.
It was a very wide-ranging discussion. She took a lot of questions from reporters. A couple of highlights that stood out. The governor says that there will be more changes in her cabinet coming as she weighs who to keep and who to replace in her new administration.
On the cabinet changes, did she give any indication as to whether these would be sweeping changes or whether she's talking about a few positions here and there?
She did not indicate whether they would be sweeping, but they could be. Obviously, any new governor wants to have her own people around her. She did call for the resignations of all of the governor's staff and cabinet members this week as she weighed who to keep and who to replace. Among the higher profile ones that she immediately accepted the resignation was John Mason, who had led the governor's Office of Faith-Based Initiatives. He, of course, is the husband of Rebecca Mason, with whom Governor Bentley was accused of having an affair.
Right. I'm sure few people were surprised about that move.
No, there didn't seem to be a lot of surprise about that one, especially that it was the first resignation that Governor Ivey accepted.
Did Governor Ivey mention whether she might run for governor next year?
Heretofore, she hasn't said she was interested in running for governor, but a lot of people are curious as to she might consider that now that she is the governor, and she said she would possibly consider it.
It's still early to tell, but I wonder if you hear anything as far as people who might want her to run and serve a full term.
Well, so far, she has received a lot of praise since taking the office from both sides of the political aisle. They say that she is very capable of being governor of this state, and she has shown great strength so far in her first several days in the office in dealing with righting the state, as she put it this week, and taking on controversy head on. And there are a lot of people who believe she could be a very effective governor, and she will have a year and a half to prove herself in the office.
The legislature had several committee meetings this week. One bill that passed the House committee was the autism bill. Tell us about this one.
Yes, this is a very closely watched piece of legislation. It would require that insurance cover the most commonly used therapy for autism. But it has received a lot of pushback, especially from the Business Council of Alabama, which is a pretty powerful lobby.
Why?
The Business Council has raised concerns about how this might raise insurance premiums as a result. And it took a while to get a committee vote on this. There was a public hearing on it several weeks ago, and there were some that were worried that the fact that it never came back for a vote of the committee might mean that it was in trouble, but it did come back this week, and the committee approved it and sent it on to the full House. So supporters of this bill now are more optimistic than they were and are feeling pretty good about their chances on the House floor.
This is not the first time this bill has come up for consideration.
It is not, and other states have done this, and the crafters of this bill have looked to the other states in putting together this legislation. Autism supporters have long called for this. They say it's overdue here in Alabama, but still there are those opponents who are worried about rising insurance premiums as a result.
That's Don Daly, host of Capital Journal on Alabama Public Television, speaking with WBHM's Gigi Duban.